Hello, my name's Barry. I'd like to welcome you to Christianity Explained, where my goal is to share biblical principles and ideas to help you with your Christian walk. Not only do I do an audio podcast twice a week, I have a YouTube channel, which I invite you to watch, plus a blog site. Both will be mentioned in the episode description. Now, let's get on to today's topic, which is turning your mess into a message. I noticed, according to my podcast record, another topic similar was very popular. So, let's get down to the business of turning your actual mess into a real message. How? In what way? First, the basic assumption is that you already gave yourself to Christ. You said, Lord, I'm thankful that you're in my life, but what is it you're calling me to do? That was the thing that was in my heart, even if I didn't realize it back in the 90s. And I couldn't quite figure out what. Now, I had some helpful people say, oh, bad, must be disability. Based on what? Because of what I've had to struggle. Yeah. Now, I'm going to share something that it seems like I'm meandering and not answering. I actually am, but I'm doing it in an illustrated fashion. In fact, it actually helped me with figuring out what the heck my mess was, because the reality is, I didn't know what my mess was. In the 90s, I had came up with this great idea. Hey, let me develop a job experience so I could have a credible work history. Okay. Working in a shelter work program in Arizona might not have been the greatest, but it was factory work and it was a starting point. And that's what I did. So I worked in a shelter work program for people who are blind, visually impaired, and that. I don't regret it in the sense that it proved very helpful because I had an intense fear of criticism. That can't play a part in what God is calling me to. Yeah. Have you listened to some of my podcasts or read my blog post? Gee. That was helpful. But yet, I was suffering from depression inside and a feeling of failure and a disappointment to my parents because I didn't take the college degree that they wanted me to do, thinking it would help me. I didn't do anything with it. And it seemed like a failure. That was hurting me immensely. Okay, yes, I know there are people who have. Well, the fact that others went through, that can't possibly be. Are you guys getting a sense of where I'm going? Gee, I hope so. So listen up. I went through a lot of that. And I'm thankful that I got transferred to a job training office. Because guess what? It instilled in my heart a saying, wow, yes, I can be a help to a community. I can be helpful to people who may not have been suffering with challenges, but they were connected. Wow. Yeah, I really want somebody from my sources to tell me. I have a feeling that I probably have been serving people in the disabled community and not know it. Because most of us aren't interested in being in everybody's face. We just want to be accepted as a normal person. That's how we see. Gee, even the advocacy program, all those things that God used, worked all those things that I was involved with in a way that helped me to be the person I am today. He used all that. And God wasn't looking at it saying, like, oh my God, what are you doing in that advocacy group? Don't you know they're a bunch of progressives? Ah, what can they do? Ah! Thank you, Father, for Abel. Thank you for blessing me with them. They proved to be a very helpful group of people that helped me to understand the importance of advocating for others and not just yourself. That's what one of the things, ooh, that you guys are benefiting from those guys. And learning that to see beyond myself. That, ooh, oh, wow. Yeah, see, like I said, God is able to work all things. And it is possible that he do that. And some of the other things I had to learn to overcome my depression, I had to overcome fear of rejection and learning how to communicate effectively. Not from them, but I learned that from other sources too. Then when God gave me the vision of what he would call me to enter the kingdom of God and writing for it, that's what I originally thought. I didn't think of, well, he may have been showing me a picture of my doing something on the computer, but it wasn't necessarily podcasting or YouTube because it hadn't been invented yet. But God knew about it. See, that's the thing. The Lord brought all these things that I was involved with, and the fact that I enjoy the internet. But to me, it's not a problem. Now, here's the thing to understand. I didn't have a peace or a feeling like, wow, I belong when I was in that sheltered work program. I'm glad, but there was no peace. There was no grace to deal with that because that environment was crushing to me and it was very painful and hurt. No, the guys who were running it didn't do anything bad or anything. They were wonderful. They were a blessing and a help, but it wasn't where I belong. That's the problem. Okay? They weren't the problem. I was the problem. Not because of what I did, but because it was clear Barry didn't belong there. And that's good to recognize that. And that was wonderful. It's good to recognize when God gives you the grace to go to where he is calling you to. And he'll either tell you either through his word, which is important, and through wisdom and the still quiet voice of the Holy Spirit. All right? I hesitate on the saying prophetic word only because I've had people say things that, it felt more soulless than spirit. All right? And yes, I've had genuine prophetic words spoken. So I'm thankful for those, too. All those things help. But I'm going to tell you right now, one of the things that kind of wish I had done is communicate. Like when I was going to one church out in Phoenix, I wish I had said, hey, I'm hurting inside from this fear of fear. I'm hurting deeply a lot more. There's more to my low self-esteem than Warren probably even imagined. He didn't know. He finally did read my book and said, oh, wow, I had no idea what... No wonder he was into doing a self-esteem thing. It's because he had a very crappy self-image. There was a reason I said, I called my first book A Lesser Human. There was a reason for it! Because that's how I saw myself. Yeah. Try to remember to put a link to that book in the description. But see, all those things play together. And when I started writing for my original websites, I had a few of them actually, and a couple of blog sites, certain things emerged that kind of gave clues to what God was actually calling me to do. And I'm going to thank Carrie Nitzoff. Sorry if I'm mangling that name. He is a gentleman that was interviewed by Sean Cannell. One of the things he mentioned when he was doing his blog, he found that there were two types of well he was drawing from. Certain articles were, he could only write like maybe 5 or 10. Others, topic, he could like, man, I could keep going and going and going. It's a deep, that's what I ran into. When it came to so-called issue of disability, it was okay, what? There were a few articles here and there, but that's about it. But when it came to overcoming depression, fear of rejection, learning about the value of God's love and His mercy on you, and the fact that my records have been nuked. I'd rather say nuke, because that's exactly what it is. He's not sending him these. Those are the things that get my passion. Those are the things that get me excited, because those were the things I suffered from. And those were the things the Lord helped me to overcome. And that He helped me to forgive people who horrendously treated me. He helped me to do that. Heck, of course I'm going to be writing and talking about that. Of course, because those are the things that get my energy up. Those are the things. Well, guess what? Guess what my message is? And do you remember the earlier part I said earlier? Nah, it can't be overcoming criticism. Guess what? That was one of it, too. And that. And learning to rejoice and be thankful. And thank God for the spirit of joy. I don't know if that came from my nominal Catholic upbringing or what, but I'm thankful for it because it is very helpful. And see, God is able to do that. Maybe you're struggling with addiction and you're having your own struggles and issues. Or perhaps you recovered, was it more accurate, like I know some friends of mine from my current church, they had gone through a lot, and they share how, not their daily Bible reading, but that God has helped them overcome those issues and has set them free in so many ways. And they've been free for years. Yeah, I never heard of them relapsing. They haven't. God kept helped them to stay on the free and clear, and they're moving forward. Sure, they made some mistakes, and God is using them greatly. Yeah. I probably should grab them on my YouTube channel and tell one of them, I want you to park your butt here and Zoom and have an interview. I could do that. Those are the fun things that I enjoy. And that's the other thing. Are you getting joy in the writing? Are you getting joy? Are the topics you're writing on like a deep well? I can keep talking about forgiveness. I can keep talking about overcoming critical and dealing with negativity. And that I have a somewhat different perspective than some people in the church who I just want to talk positive. I don't want to say anything negative. Yeah, but sometimes you need to hear a word of correction, and it does need to be done gently. And I have a reason for saying it that way. It needs to be done in a way that helps, not leave the person feeling like, oh, why did I talk to that? I'm doing a little self-editing. I may use this video, this the video recording or the YouTube channel. We'll see. You'll have to go to the YouTube channel for that. But I want to encourage you, ask the Lord to help you to see, well, what the patterns are. And it also helps to sit down and talk with your home church pastors and local leaders, your personal friends, who will tell you straight out. And 'cause they'll let you know, wow, Barry, whenever you talk about overcoming certain adversity like depression, criticism, all that, you do well. But you don't seem to do so well on the theology thing. It's like, that. Yet there may be an irony. I am using theology. It's just not in the same way that a theologian is going to do it, or someone who spent time in seminary training. All right, I do want to wrap up, but I want you to be encouraged that yes, but look, make sure it is the actual message God is calling you into. All right, please do not make the mistake of thinking, well, because I got this situation, it must be the message. Not so fast. Look around. My disability was not the message, but the things I had to overcome that came because of what I experienced, guess what? Those were the message. I probably would have had to deal with sharp criticism and perhaps maybe not experience depression to the degree I did if I didn't have disabilities, but yet I did. Now, I'm not afraid to mention that those challenges when it is relevant. If it's not relevant, guess what? I'm not going to mention it. In fact, I think it's a little weird. All right. I want to thank you for your time. I hope you have a blessed day. See you when I see you.